people and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
On with the show, this is it. On with the show.
Let's get on with the clown show.
On with the show.
Let us get on with the show and enjoy our family-style adventure.
And the show will go on.
No one can stop us from enjoying this, so enjoy it.
Greatest show on earth.
It's about time.
On with the show, this is it.
It's Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, February 12th. Hiya, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Well, a little sinusy, but good.
Sinusy.
Enough to get through it. Good morning, Husker Nick. How are you today?
I am fantastic. How are
wow,
you?
Oh, fantastic. All right, good deal.
Yesterday was such a weird weather day.
Yeah, right?
We were sitting in the living room and it had been snowing and then all of a sudden it was raining. Like, kind of a lot. And like pellets.
You had the pellets down by you guys?
So it like snowed and then iced and then snowed and then it was a weird day.
It was a slick day.
Yeah,
I
want
to pick up the kids from school.
Woo! Yeah, it was
a slippery walk to the school.
I guess Omaha is really bad, so people up there
be
dealing with some iciness. They've not closed OPS, but I've seen a lot of people saying, news-wise, not closing school, just give yourself plenty of time because it is winter in Nebraska and you just never know what's going to happen.
Speaking of it being winter in Nebraska, Ken Schimmick tweeted this out last night. So it's only February 11th, and we have had 28.9 inches of snow. You have to go back almost a decade to find another winter where we had that much snow for the total winter.
And that's bonkers.
We still have, I mean, just this week.
Winter's not done yet.
It's been like death by a thousand knives, meaning like instead of coming all at once, it's just been like every other day. Here's another inch.
You're
enjoy.
Right.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Like we haven't had like a fun
so your
snow.
Driveway again.
Give me a fun one where it's like.
We had one or two. We had 7 inches in one day.
Yeah. But that day was like brutal. You couldn't go outside and play. I want like a fun snow. Like where you get the snow where it's like 34 degrees out.
Right.
You get 12 inches of snow and then it's like 40 the next day.
Right.
So the kids, they can't go to school, but they get to go out and play and have a ton of fun. Because it was nasty out.
We've been sledding 2 or 3 times this year so far.
And then you get teenagers who you're in indentured servants. I got my Tristan managed to get a ride home from school yesterday. And then I'm like, as soon as I walked in the door, I go, hey, guess what? He's like, I'm tired of this S.
The move out? Did you tell him to move out?
No, he's just tired of the snow. He'll do the job. He won't complain about doing the job. He's just tired of the snow.
Why does it keep snowing?
So he just keeps going out there. He's like, can I use the broom or do I have to use a shovel? I go, it's deep enough to use the shovel.
It would have taken you a long
today.
Time
you should
with
tell
the broom.
Him, wait till you're an adult and you get a job.
Right.
Yeah, and then you're getting out of bed on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, God.
He looked out the window. He's like, why is everybody else out already? I mean, doing it because it's like still snowing. I go, it's because they're adults and they have other things they have to do. So
right.
Go
you
out
do
and
it
get
when
it
you
done.
Have time to do it.
And then you can do whatever you want to do. You have all your free time after that.
So. Well, right now, there is now a chance for snow Thursday into Friday and also Saturday.
All right. Well, welcome to Winter Nebraska. We will keep you warm with more fun. Including more opportunities to join us for a very special donut delivery. Noon today is the cutoff for our sweet surprise from Hertz Donut and us delivering donuts. Apparently, we're going in the ambulance.
Nice.
Which is something I
oh, the
was
donut
very
ambulance?
Excited
That'll
about
be
doing.
Fun.
Yeah.
Is Luke getting to go?
I'm
he
sure
usually
not.
Gets to do
I'm
these things.
Well, I have to bring him, but I'm sure their insurance does not allow to put car seats in the ambulance.
Yeah.
We'll follow.
Yeah, that's
we'll
true.
Meet you there.
There you go.
You'll be our backup and roll with little Luke
but
in
yes,
the backseat.
Yes, Luke will be there.
Nice. Good.
Do you think he'll dance with the Cupid? Do you think we can get him to do that?
Unless he's
I feel
scared
like the
of
Cupid's going to scare him.
Oh, really? You think Cupid's going to scare him?
I mean, it's not normal for a grown man to be walking around in a diaper, so I think that's
He's not wearing a diaper. He's wearing underpants, and he's got a fanny pack in the front.
I'll tell you this right now. I guarantee Lauren is not super interested in her, how old is he, three?
Four and a half.
4.5-year-old boy hanging out with a man in his whitey tighties dressed as
I was just saying, Luke's got
as a little angel
amazing
guy.
Moves.
Stranger
I've seen
danger,
them.
Man.
Yeah, like that's actually one of the first things she says. If a guy walks up only in whitey tighties, run the other direction. Direction, Luke.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
It's coming out. Your boy's got some good dance moves. I'm just saying. I've seen
the
video.
Family move.
Is that the fall?
There.
Is that the Durbin? Durbin move?
All right, run.
So you want to get signed up for our sweet surprise? You can get donuts from Hertz Donuts and us and Dirk's Bentley tickets. Today is the last day to get registered by noon today at KZKX.com.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Just because you're having a bad day does not mean you get to make it bad for somebody else. And
That is something I've talked to with my kids a lot. Mm. Just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean you get to take it out on other people. That's doesn't right. mean, you know, all that stuff.
And while I don't know the situation, maybe she is, who knows, a mom, or she failed a bunch of tests at school or what the deal is. But this gal, I get where she's coming from. There's a point where you just want to destroy everything.
But you don't actually go do this because right. it will not only make it worse for other people. I guarantee you this made it exponentially worse for her.
So what happened?
Listen to this right here. This is a convenience store in New Jersey. That sound you hear is a woman basically grabbing bottles, cans, whatever, out of the cooler, and just throwing them behind her head.
Okay. It actually looks fun. Like, I've kind of always wanted to do that.
And swiping everything off of an entire shelf.
So she has hit her end point. Like, yes. Have you ever seen the movie Falling Down?
I haven't, but I've heard it's
good. It's a great movie. Michael Douglas, and he hits his end point in that movie. Now, he goes on a crazy spree that, like, terrorizes L.A.
Yeah.
But... Like, there, and his whole thing
and
was.
And then she walks up to the counter and pays.
Right.
How did this start? Like, what happened
so
here?
They don't know. They've identified the woman. They haven't revealed her name, but they say she's a 24-year-old New York resident. Did calmly stroll up to the cashier after she destroyed an aisle and waited in line to pay for her bottle of vitamin water and Pringles.
One of those, like, lady, that's not all you're paying for.
No.
You
sit there for a while, and
she's
eventually...
She's so casual now.
Have you ever, like, gone to McDonald's and the breakfast menu, all you really want, you're trying to hurry there, and you just want something off the breakfast menu, and you miss it by 2 minutes? Oh. And they're like, sorry, sir, we can't give you something off the breakfast menu because you missed it by 2 minutes. Like, your eye twitches a little bit at that moment.
It's like, literally, you were just making that... Can't you make one more?
Yeah, can't
this
you do one more?
I mean, this is a full-on temper tantrum.
Oh, yeah.
This is a toddler temper tantrum. Now, I have to say, that looked fun and super satisfying.
I know, right?
I in no way condone it, but speaking of toddlers, if anybody, and there's a lot of parents that have read the Llama Llama books. There's Llama Llama Mad at Mama, Llama Llama Bedtime Drama, Llama Llama Grand... But there is one where a little llama gets fed up in the grocery store because mama is taking too long, and he starts throwing all the stuff out of the cart. She's little llama. She went llama drama.
Oh, man.
There was llama drama.
Yeah. This is more proof than my buddy Jeremy, who's been working on it, needs to get his angry room up. You know those where you can go destroy things?
Yes.
He is working on getting one here in Lincoln.
Anybody that goes into those things, like, the police should automatically write their name
down. Are you kidding? I would definitely go.
I would write your name down.
Why?
Because you've been harboring a lot of anger and pent-up rage, and eventually you'll do that first, and it'll lead to something else.
Nah,
it's a gateway drug.
Who hasn't wanted to, like...
That's 100% gateway drug. You're now telling your body, like, hey... At some level, this is okay. And then pretty soon it's going to be, you're just going to snap one day and murder a bunch of people.
Who hasn't wanted to, just like without having to clean it up, without penalty free, break some dishes or something? That'd be so fun.
Yeah, that's construction on a house. Find a good house or chop some wood. That's a good spot to go.
That's hilarious.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Yeah, he's legit trying to come up with one of those rooms where you can go into like Detroit and destroy
TV. They make big money in a lot of cities. You should do these.
We'll see what happens with that, and we'll probably be the first guests in there to destroy
stuff. Heck yes.
Coming up, the nitty gritty from Music City.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
It turns out that Kacey Musgraves' big night at the Grammys on Sunday was notable in a couple of ways we didn't even realize yet. So, to review, she took home Album of the Year, Best Country Album, Best Country Song, and Best Country Solo Performance. Okay. Well, those are the exact same four awards that Taylor Swift won back in 2010. She did exactly what Taylor Swift did. Also, here's the one that is super hard to believe. Kacey just became the first female solo artist to win Best Country Album twice.
Wow.
Right? Not Reba, not Loretta Lynn, not Dolly.
Really?
Kacey Musgraves is the first female solo artist to win the Best Country Album Grammy twice. She also won it in 2016 for Same Trailer, Different Park. So that's interesting.
Yeah,
that
no
sounds
kidding.
Like a... No, that has to be wrong. No, what? But okay. That is the truth.
That's the truth. Okay.
Casey also just released the video for her single Rainbow, and it's a really personal song for her. Quote, I think one of the reasons that people may relate to the song a lot is because, though it was written to myself, I think it can take the shape of whatever someone's going through, whether it's coming out and not having support or just any kind of a situation that they don't feel like they might make it through. It is also the last song of hers that Casey's grandmother heard before she passed away. Aww. And Casey sang it at her grandmother's funeral. So she said she had a hard time even singing it for a long time, but this was the album that she felt like it was right for. You can see the video for Rainbow on our website. That's KZKX.com. Speaking of Reba, who hasn't won that Grammy twice, what? She revealed the details of a brand new album, so maybe she'll fix that next year. The new one's called Stronger Than the Truth. It'll be out April 5th, and she said she's going back to her Oklahoma ranching roots for this one. Quote, I grew up on an 8,000-acre family ranch, singing at dance halls, honky-tonks, and rodeos with my brother and sister. I haven't gotten to do that in a while, so I am thrilled to pieces. In other Reba news, she's hosting the 54th Academy of Country Music Awards, the ACMs, on April 7th. It will be her 16th time hosting that show. And finally, Garth Brooks is playing baseball again. He is back at spring training. This time, he is in a Pittsburgh Pirates uniform down in Florida. It's part of his Teammates for Kids Foundation. He also did spring training with the San Diego Padres in 1998 and 99, the New York Mets in 2000, and the Kansas City Royals in 2002. You can see photos of Garth in 2019 on Twitter at KZKX969. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
We love to celebrate Nebraska awesome as well, and we've got one for you thanks to our good things. And if you've got a good thing you want to add to what we've got, just direct message us on Facebook or Twitter.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We like to celebrate the good over the bad, and there's plenty of good to go around. What do you got today, Lauren?
My good thing happened in San Diego. There's a guy named Dan LaGuardia, and Dan's doing well, and he was looking to trade in his Scion hatchback for a BMW. Things are going well for Dan.
Right.
So he noticed there was a younger woman there. Her name is Kayla Cooper, and she was also trying to buy a car, a used Toyota Corolla, but she ended up walking out in tears. Apparently, she had been trying, but it was not going to happen. And Dan asked the sales guy if he knew anything about her. Well, it turns out she's working two jobs while she's putting herself through nursing school, and she's been borrowing cars from friends to get to and from work and school, so she was hoping to get her own car but couldn't do the down payment. So Dan asked, do you still have that lady's number? Can you call her and ask her if she'll come back?
No way.
And so she came back and he said, you know what? I'm not going to get that. Just take my trade in. So he just gave her his Scion, which is in pretty good shape. Yeah. There's pictures that's like 5 years old. Huh. And he was like, you know what? You need this more than I do. I'm going to buy my car. You just take mine. Yeah, she didn't believe that it was real, but he just went ahead and gave her this car. And he said he was happy to do what he could to help. He said, quote, if everybody did that for everybody else, we'd be in a much better place.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
I want to tell you, so the other day I shared like a weightlifting story of a deadlift that was done by a young man who has cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. And he was able to do 200 pounds. He weighs probably about 70 pounds soaking wet.
He's awesome.
He lifted this thing and you saw he and his coaches and everybody in there is crying and hugging each other. Well, I have another one of those stories, and this is an amazing feat that Mahala Reeves, she's 15 years old, okay? So keep that in the back of your head as I tell you this. In front of a gym, and the video is awesome. I tweeted it out, @Husker_Nick. In front of a gym that's packed, full of people, she's trying to beat the national record for bench press. 15-year-old woman, 365 pounds.
Whoa.
Holy
cow. Whoa. Not that only is a child.
Dude, not only does she beat this, she pumps this thing up like it's nothing. Wow. And she racks it. She gets up. She starts jumping around. And like the lift itself is amazing. But just like in the previous video, the coach and her, he jumps over the deal. She picks him up and is like bear hugging him. And then she takes her weight belt off and picks him back up again.
That's
and like
too
everybody's
awesome.
Screaming. And,
do you have the video?
Yeah, I just tweeted it out.
Okay.
@Husker_Nick.
I'll retweet it on the Kix account too. That's
but it's
awesome.
Amazing. So congratulations. That's really cool. And it's
that's
neat that
so neat.
She found something that she absolutely loves, which is powerlifting. And she's
what will she be able
awesome.
To do when she's a grown up?
Who knows?
Lift cars.
She's 15
right.
years old.
My goodness.
My good thing is passed on to our friend Garth Griffiths, who listens to the show every day. And he says, I believe this is a good thing because a former Husker is going to come help a bunch of high school students. So Jason Ankara, who was a Husker defensive captain back in 2013.
Yeah.
He is going to be the new head coach at Schuyler High School.
Isn't that cool?
Really neat. So he spent last season, I guess, as one of the assistant coaches at Lincoln Pius after working for the Ottawa Red Blacks in the CFL and the Titans and the Texans.
Awesome.
In his professional career. So now he's coming back to Schuyler to help them. They've had 1-8 seasons back-to-back. It hasn't been very good football for Class B Schuyler.
I love that all the players end up coming back here because this is such a great place to live.
Right. Exactly.
Like, you get guy, he's from, I think, New Jersey,
yeah,
if I remember right.
I believe
right.
so, too.
And
yeah.
he goes down to the Houston Texans and then comes back. Good for him.
So that's him giving back. And again, thanks, Garth, for spreading some more Nebraska awesome good things with us.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I'm still blown away by the fact that you've never seen an episode of The Simpsons.
As an adult, finally, there have been a few.
Has your dad called and yelled at you?
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
They did their best. Shoddily, Italy, Italy, diddly. Gotta be nice. Hostility, diddly, biddly, diddly. Ah, hell, diddly, ding, dong, crap. Can't you morons do anything right?
Hey. I am shocked and appalled.
That, of course, is Ned Flanders from The Simpsons.
And it's from the old Simpsons, which is really the good Simpsons.
Like the original.
Like anywhere from about 92 to 96 is like the heyday of The Simpsons.
They were in
Treehouse of Horrors.
Oh, yeah.
Hank
that
Scorpio, which is
best.
One of the best episodes ever, where he and Homer take over the United States. Oh, my God, that show was so good.
But yet, one of the three of us was banned from that show.
My parents did not allow me to watch The Simpsons when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Which is so funny because I had the world's most permissive parents.
Yeah.
But somebody told them that The Simpsons was bad.
Yeah.
And so I was like the only fourth grader in, what would that, a fourth grade, you're what, 10? So that would have been like 1990, mm-hmm, 1991, right. That mm-hmm. was not allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Well, back then he used to tell his parents to eat his shorts.
That was controversial on TV. As I remember, it was the disrespect to his parents that somebody told my parents that I should not watch.
It was a little while. I was in the same boat as you, Lauren. I was 10 at the same time, and my parents at first wouldn't let us. And then my mom and dad got into it. So then, like, every Sunday, it was funny because I'm 10. I'm not allowed to watch
show?
It. Oh,
wow.
Gosh, yeah. Right. We would watch Simpsons, King of the Hill, and then X-Files. That was our every Sunday post-football. Right. And it was awesome.
That's crazy.
Meanwhile, my mom would let me watch daytime soaps with her, like, every day.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's infinitely worse.
Soap opera.
There right?
was a, way worse.
There was a show on Nickelodeon called You Can't Do That on Television.
Yeah.
Yep. My mom and dad would not let me watch it.
Why?
My mom hated it.
Really?
She thought it was the worst show, the most disrespectful, worst show in the world, and she would not let us watch it.
They did slime people.
I know, right? Like, it was so just bad. But you gotta remember, too, that was like cable TV really getting
was
into the house.
Was that because
households.
It was Canadian?
Probably.
Do you think she was
if I had to guess, I mean, that would make
Canadian.
More sense. And now I have to thank them for not having me watch it. So
no, that show
good.
Was great. That was a great show. Plus, it's where we got Alanis Morissette.
Oh, I forgot that she was on that
child
show.
Alanis Morissette was on that.
Well, that's impressive. So we thought, because this popped up in the conversation, and I've seen, since we put it up on our JP Lauren Mornings page, too, a ton of people who were banned from watching certain television shows.
What do you guys ban your kids from?
Mine, it was Uncle Grandpa and Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Okay. I did. Yeah, I had to ban Uncle Grandpa.
Thank God they've never looked at... Angry Orange
Thomas.
Is the one my son's not allowed. I hate that.
Tristan liked it for a little bit.
My God,
he
I
was
hate
off that
stupid
pretty
thing.
Quick.
Yeah.
Now they watch anime stuff all the time, so it's like, all right, whatever. But no, Uncle Grandpa and Ed, Edd n Eddy were the stupidest shows. I felt like my kids were going to get dumber watching that, but yet they would sneak it.
They would
sneak Uncle Grandpa in. I'm like, why are you watching this?
I fought as hard as I could for like 2 weeks to keep my son from getting into Pokemon. Because I just felt like if you watch that, you're going to be the dumbest kid in the world. And now he's all into it, and he's smart, so I was wrong.
I just noticed that my brother weighed in on this one.
That
said, Lauren took me to see the South Park movie when I was like 8.
Nice.
That may be true. I don't remember that.
Because I think we had another listener who said that my mom hated South Park. We went to the movie within 15 minutes of being at the movie. She took us out.
We
what did you think was going to happen? happen?
Right. Well, so my mom and dad didn't know about South Park. So I just called it South Park the movie because I didn't want to call it Bigger, Longer, and Uncut because then they definitely wouldn't have let me go.
Right.
It was just the South Park movie.
Yeah, it's just a South Park movie.
So 466-9696.
He was 11. It came out in 1999. He was more. I just looked that up. Exaggerator. He was 11.
Your brother from afar is trolling you.
I don't know. Still an 11-year-old. That's a little young to go.
But he wasn't 8 like he's claiming. Come on.
So funny. All right. So 466-9696. Or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. The TV show or movie that your parents did not let you watch.
Larissa just messaged us, Fraggle Rock.
What? Really?
My parents were somehow convinced anything on HBO was bad for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, probably true.
Okay, that's funny.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We'll take your calls, 466-9696, or you let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. With that, we'll give you a massive family pack to go check out Morrill Hall and the new floor that they're going to be opening up coming this weekend. We've got all kinds of free passes for you and your family. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter to join the conversation.
Get up, get up. I listen to the radio as a way to wake up on the way to work.
Good morning.
Gets me in a good mood.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
From the movie South Park, of course, the Canadian song Blame Canada was actually up for an Oscar.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
It still blows my mind. But hey,
no way, man. That's awesome.
What show were you not, or TV or movie that you were not allowed to watch as a kid?
There's a thread that is a common thread that's starting to run through these comments. Crystal says, my dad hated when I would watch Family Guy, but when he went to bed, my mom would turn down the volume and watch it with me. Followed by Michael Lynn, who says, my mom hated The Simpsons, but my dad would watch it with us. It's there seem to be several family discrepancies over this. Either mom or dad hated it, but the other one was all right with it.
Hi, Kix. What TV show did your parents ban you from?
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob?
I have heard that, but why for you?
My mom just thought it was the most stupidest show ever and inappropriate, so we weren't allowed to watch it. But that didn't stop us from watching it at Dad's house.
Right. I think that's the thing, is you always end up finding a way to watch it at somebody else's house.
So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. What TV show or movie were you banned from watching because your parents weren't a fan of it? I'll get you mine coming up. 466-9696 to join the conversation and join us at Morrill Hall. Now it's Lanco, it's Kix. Lanco on your 12 in a row, Kix 76.9. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, what were you banned from watching as a kid?
I've soiled the good Krusty Krab name.
SpongeBob has been officially banned from their world. What's yours? 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. Got a couple more over there, Lauren?
Yes, Katie says, my parents didn't care what I watched. I remember watching their movie Revenge of the Nerds. A friend of my parents barred her from watching You Can't Do That on Television, so she came to my house to watch it. Michael Severe says the Playboy Channel was off limits. That seems...
listen, I know Michael. He's a good friend of mine. He's up in Omaha on sports radio. Guarantee he watched those squiggly lines as much as possible.
I'm trying to think. Revenge of the Nerds wasn't so bad, and then I thought, they made the cream pies and stuff. And
I'm just glad that someone else had You Can't Do That on Television. I wasn't the only one.
466-9696. More of your calls coming up. That's Dirk Spanley.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
This all started because Lauren... let us know that she was not allowed to watch The Simpsons when she was a kid.
And which is funny, mostly because I had the world's most permissive parents.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I was allowed to do so many things, but somebody told them that was bad, and they believed it. And of all the things I was allowed to watch, The Simpsons was just the worst of it.
And so we wanted to know from you what the one TV show or movie or multiple TV shows and movies that you were banned from watching as a kid.
William on Facebook says, Looney Tunes, Tom and Jerry, and Animaniacs. My parents said they promoted violence and havoc.
Yeah. Well, and then there's this one that we found out about.
He's an asshole, sir.
I know that. What's his name?
That is his name, sir. Major asshole.
His cousin?
He's a
knew it.
Too, sir. Gunners mate, first class, Philip. How many holes we got on this ship, anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by
holes. Such a good movie.
Keep space firing holes.
Yeah, space.
God, that's Space such a good movie.
A classic.
If you've never seen that movie, please go watch it. It's amazingly funny.
It's only rated PG. There is some language in it. But my son had a sleepover over the weekend, and they watched, he turned 11. So they're all 11, 10, 11, 12 years old.
Yeah.
And they watched Spaceballs, and one of the parents messaged me that there's a lot of reference to virgins. And her son didn't know what that was. And she had to have the full on, she was like, great. So I got to have the full on sex talk over breakfast yesterday morning.
Uh-oh.
What show are you banned from or movie as a kid? You can let us know as well on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Good morning.
Rugrats?
What was wrong with Rugrats?
Because I acted like Angelica most of the time.
She was a brat.
Yes.
That's not good.
She was mean to the babies.
Hi, Kix. What were you banned from?
Anything on MTV. And in fact, if she listened to any of my CDs and thought they were inappropriate, she would take them away from me.
Oh, for sure.
Wow.
I had Rage Against the Machine was like my favorite band back in the early 90s, and my parents thought I was like a super trouble child because of it.
She told me she was horrified when I was walking around in third grade singing Like a Virgin, and after that it was like secular music was... Off the, couldn't do it.
Oh, wow.
I remember my mom being so upset, her and her best friend, because me and my best friend, who was her daughter, were walking around singing Material Girl. And they were like, oh, God, I'm living in a material world. And I'm, no.
That's funny.
There are a few things more disturbing than small children singing Like a Virgin.
Yeah. Well, looking back on it, I was talking to my parents about that Rage Against the Machine thing. Dad goes, your mother and I were walking by the room, and now I'm a parent, so now I'm picturing me doing this to my son.
Right.
And one of the songs I loved was, the chorus was, blank you, I won't do what you tell me. Blank.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, God, who is this child?
This seems bad.
What happened to my little Nick? Oh.
To piggyback on Carrie with being banned from MTV, I was banned from...
Breaking the law.
Beavis in my head.
Yeah.
Again.
Something.
That seems reasonable.
At the time, it made sense. I do remember going to... We would go over from the high school to Brad Talkington's house because we knew he had MTV. And so we'd go and watch all the shows and all the videos and all that kind of
stuff. Really quickly, that debuted in 93. I was thinking, I was like in seventh grade when that came out. Weren't you in high school?
Yeah, I was in high school.
They didn't let you watch Beavis and Butthead? Oh, my goodness.
They did not like Beavis and Butthead at all.
Martha Ann says, when I was in college, I babysat for a family. The mom was pretty laid back, but she did warn me never to have Teletubbies playing when the husband came home from work because he thought the purple one promoted a certain lifestyle.
Oh, my.
Do you remember that whole thing when they thought that the purple Teletubby had a purse?
What? Hi, Kix. What were you banned from?
Three's Company.
What? Why were you banned from Three's Company?
I think it's because a guy was living with two girls or something.
Scandal.
Yeah, it was scandal.
Yep.
I remember I wasn't allowed to watch Bosom Buddies with Tom Hanks.
Oh, no.
Because it's like two guys dressing as women living in an apartment complex with other women. That was a big deal at the time.
That's funny.
You can let us know what you were banned from or what you ban your kids from. Uncle Grandpa and Ed, and Eddie will forever be banned in my house.
Although now they're older, so it's more that they're super annoying to you.
Right. That's probably the big case. Let us know yours. Facebook and Twitter, KX969. We'll send you to Moral Hall.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on KX96.9.
We are going to help out a new friend. Find his date, Brian, in Dana Redumble. He's to chase down Tiffany, and we're willing to help out. That next.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Brought to you by Hertz Donut, the rebel of all donuts, breaking the rules with their uniform-free topping and amped-up flavors. Check out the Hertz Donut Facebook page to see all the flavors and daily specials. Hertz Donut, 9th and P downtown. Get there like now. And also, if you'd like to be in for our sweet surprise delivery with Cupid, a dozen donuts and Dirk's Bentley tickets, the deadline is noon today, so you got to get on our website at KZKX.com. Get signed up to deliver them to someone you love or someone you love to torture, and we will be more than willing to do that for you. Looking to help Brian out today, and if you need our help with any date issues, just direct message us on Datum or Dumpum on our Facebook or Twitter at KX969. We'll help you too. Brian needs our help finding his date, Tiffany. And has a very interesting way that you met Tiffany. It was months ago?
Yeah.
Explain for us.
We actually met like 6 months ago on Match. And we actually had some like pretty good conversations like back and forth, messaging each other. And then eventually I got asked for her phone number. And so we were texting for a while. We even had like one kind of quick phone call. I met her a while ago. But apparently she was talking to another guy, which I guess that kind of happens sometimes.
Right.
You know, you get all these messages and things may be going smooth, but secretly there's like some other dude that you're also talking to. She said that she wanted to basically focus on one person at a time, which I respected, you know, at the time.
Right.
And then out of the blue, she popped back up. Things didn't work out with the other dude. I guess I was sort of like that rebound, but I didn't really care because I wasn't seeing anybody at the time.
It's online dating.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, I get it. You know.
Yeah, who cares if they're going to use you for something? That's all right.
Well, wait, how long are you supposed to wait after one thing ends before talking to somebody else? Is there a time period you're supposed to wait?
I don't know. He implied it was a rebound.
Well, I mean, the point is, I wasn't like waiting for her.
Sure.
So,
okay.
You know, it was like, hey, finally, you know, it's been a while.
Right.
But anyway,
you just got a message from somebody you hadn't talked to in a while.
And you happen to be not dating anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
So yeah, it worked out. So we eventually did go out, which was cool. We got drinks. We had dinner. It went pretty smooth for the most part. I thought, you know, a couple little moments where, you know, a little awkward, nothing major. I think like first date, normal stuff.
Right.
I thought she was great. I mean, she was really pretty. She was funny. She's got like a normal life, no weird, like political stuff we went over. And, you know, it's been a minute since, you know, I've been really interested in somebody and I felt a really good connection. And I thought it was going as good as a first date could go.
Hmm.
So, you know, when we were wrapping up, I got in my car, she got in her car. I didn't do like anything, no funny business. I didn't make a move or anything. Just gave her a hug. That was like a, you know, perfect gentleman as far as my gentleman book is concerned.
And gentleman
she
book.
Won't text me back. Yeah.
Huh.
She won't text me back. It hasn't heard anything. She hasn't called me. Nothing. So here.
Is
I
it
am.
Possible you were just a rebound if she had just got out of this other relationship and she was looking for something more than another relationship to get into?
I mean, is it possible? I mean, I suppose anything's possible, but I mean, I didn't get that vibe at all.
Okay.
You know, I think in my experience, you know, I've been a rebound before, like a proper rebound before, and I think it's a little bit more obvious, to say the very least. So,
How experienced are you at online dating? This wasn't like your first outing or anything, was it?
No. I've been out on a few. I've had a few before. It definitely wasn't my first, and it wasn't like my 50th. So I'd probably been out about like four or five, something like that.
Okay, because I also know people who get freaked out. They don't want to date somebody who's never done this before, or you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I've heard of people getting.
We didn't talk about that explicitly, but I mean, it was pretty obvious. I mean, I thought it was
pretty
obvious.
Sure.
I mean,
it wasn't a thing.
Talking to somebody else. She obviously gone out with that other guy before. Obviously, that was an online date, so it wasn't her first time. It definitely wasn't my first time. So, yeah, I didn't really get that vibe at all.
Okay.
Well, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, we will call up Tiffany, and best case scenario, we get you a second date, and we're willing to take care of it for you with dinner and a movie out. Worst case, you at least know what was the problem on the date so you can do right the next time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, that sounds fair.
Don't miss this. Good morning. Waking you up every morning. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick mornings. Get on out. Kicks 96.9. There's always more than one side to the story. More Datum or Dump'Em is coming up on Kicks 96.9.
So Brian met Tiffany on Match like 6 months ago, and they had some great conversations, texted a bit, had a phone call, and then she backed off with him because she'd already been talking to another guy, and she wanted to be loyal to that guy and focus on him. Well, fast forward to just a couple weeks ago, and Brian gets a message from Tiffany, and they, hey, let's. I'm not with this guy anymore. Let's see what we got going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we've given you the opportunity to let us know what you think went wrong on the date by your gifts on Twitter. Brittany, I think she wanted more than just a hug with the let's get physical gif.
Interesting.
Becky,
maybe.
Brian talked too much and was boring with Chandler from Friends falling asleep at a business meeting. More your guesses on Twitter, KX969. You get it right, or even close, or the funniest. And we give you a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut with Dan Ever Dump. So we're trying to figure out what Brian did on their date with Tiffany. People are guessing on Twitter. Allie says he drove a complete clunker. Becky says he likes to wear thongs.
Officer Mead just
These
chimed
are random
in.
Guesses.
Yeah, right?
Officer Mead just chimed in, and she brought in the old hot crazy line from How I Met Your Mother, and essentially is basically is he, I think in this case it'd be, is he too crazy compared to how hot he is and whether it lines up.
Oh, the hot
up.
Crazy level
yeah.
from...
The Mendoza line? Is that what they called it in
yeah,
that show?
Yeah, the Vicky Mendoza line. You can only put up with so much hot and so much crazy.
That's funny. That's a good guess. Your funny guess, or if you get it exactly right, going to get you a $25 gift card to Hertz Donut. We talk to Tiffany next with Dan Ever Dump. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, Kix 96.9.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now. Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Brought to you by Hertz Donut, where you're going to win a $25 gift card by guessing correctly or having the funniest tweet. And real quick, Officer Mead, she works for Lincoln Police Department. She probably has knowledge into what ladies' names are the crazy ladies, and she's saying that Tiffany's are crazy, basically.
I'll have to defer to Officer Mead's
professional yep. experience.
And I'm not,
with that.
You just laid a trap, so I'm not jumping into that thing. I don't, okay. That's a no. Well, there's Brian. No ladies' names that are crazy. Nope.
Safe play.
Nope.
Brian wanting us to get a hold of Tiffany, who he met on Match about 6 months ago. And they talked for a little bit, and then she's like, hey, I've been kind of also talking to another guy. I want to just focus completely on him. I'm sorry. And so that was it. Then she pops back up to Brian, says, I'm not with this guy anymore. Would you like to go out and have dinner, drinks, and have a good time? Things seem pretty perfectly normal. But why is Tiffany not calling Brian back? That's what we do, is investigating and finding out.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Tiffany.
Yeah, this is her.
Tiffany, hi. It's JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
On the radio?
Yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah, what's
Hi.
Up?
Or as our jingle says, God. On the radio.
Yeah, that's true.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for, oh my gosh, I love your show.
Well, very
Yay.
Good.
Hopefully.
Well, thank you.
That probably also means you're going to know where we're going with this really quickly if you are actually a listener of our show and not just kissing our butts. We want to talk to you about a date you went on recently with a guy named Brian.
Oh, okay. Oh gosh.
who enjoyed your date but has not heard from you since and is wondering why that is. Would you be willing to share?
Oh my gosh, on the radio? This is
on the radio.
Oh gosh.
Radio.
Okay.
Stop.
Yeah, I guess I'll... This is so embarrassing. It's like... Okay. Yeah, so Brian and I had a date, and it was going really well, but I don't know what is going on, what he has to deal with, but I just noticed that he was, like, kind of having, like, an issue, and he, like, went to the bathroom and, like, came back at one point, and, like, he was still having the issue, and...
Are we talking about gas?
No.
Oh.
Like, a boy
issue?
Problem.
A what? What was it?
Say that again?
Like it's a guy issue that happens when they get, like, really excited about something.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Yeah, and it just, like, never went away. Like, ever.
Oh, my.
Wow, how are you dressed? I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
Yeah, so it was just really awkward, and, like, we did have fun, and, like, I don't know, like, I was...
Sounds like he had more fun than you.
Yeah, were you guys, like, eating really good barbecue? Because that can happen.
No, we weren't doing anything.
Like, sometimes, you know, be like, man, this is a good rack of ribs. Hello.
Get a little excited about it.
Look out here.
Well.
No, we weren't doing anything. We were just at dinner, and, like, it was, like, he was very respectful.
Well, if he was sitting down, How did you know this?
Like, he had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, when he got, I was gonna say, all through dinner, you were sitting across the table from him. How would you even know that?
I imagine the shock was strange when he stood up and you're like, oh, what the hell? Hey.
It was definitely a little bit like a comedy movie.
Really?
For sure.
And so that's it. So this is a deal breaker for you? Nowhere to go.
Well, it was like not that big of a deal. It just kind of like funny. And then when we said goodbye and like hugged, it was just like, it's been like hours. And I just.
What if he took a Viagra thinking that something was going to happen?
Was it 4 hours? Should someone have called the doctor?
Probably, but I don't know him that well.
Hey.
Okay.
Tiffany.
By the way, yeah, Tiffany, Brian's on the phone because it's date him or dump him.
Oh my God.
Brian?
I'm so sorry.
So I feel like I have to obviously explain kind of what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously I was trying to go for like perfect date. I mean, not that that was like a part of the perfect date. So I was kind of worried about, you know, performance anxiety in case it came up. No pun intended.
Well, it did.
So a buddy of mine suggested me taking something to kind of help, and I took it when I was like in the car, like right before our date.
It feels presumptuous.
Anything before? Well, I hadn't been on a date in a little bit, and I was really excited to meet
you were.
And meet you. And I don't know. I didn't know how it worked, and I thought maybe it would work when I want it to work rather than when I didn't want it to work. I didn't realize it was so super obvious. Oof. So, I mean, full disclosure, and this is kind of TMI, but I mean, I've had some problems in the past and I liked her and, you know, I didn't want that to like ruin anything. So it just kind of crept up.
Your first date, bro?
You couldn't went back to your like junior high going to dances with a date. Roots and figured a way to like tuck and roll, kind of, you know, like you adjust.
I mean,
there's, you know, I did, we all learned that when we're in like junior high, how to make it so you could still be on said date.
And I've been removed from junior high for a while.
Yeah.
So,
oh, dang it.
Come up.
And I get where you'd be. I mean, it's like 6 months of talking like off and on with this girl or whatever and be excited to be with her. And
I'm just glad you didn't like stand up to go to the bathroom and like knock a cup off the table or something. That'd have been bad.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that'd have been super obvious.
That didn't happen, but yeah. You know, I was trying to be as cool as possible, but obviously not cool enough. But
well,
yeah,
Tiffany, there's the explanation for that. He took a little blue pill for your first date.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, like, thank you for explaining that, and like, I'm sure that was really hard to like admit. So I really, you know. I really appreciate
a lot of puns there. Huh?
Oh, I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe next time a problem arises, you could just be truthful about it, and then maybe she would have thought it was funny. You know what I mean?
If
a problem pops up like that.
Although then you have to say, I took the pill in order to meet you for the first time, which feels presumptuous.
Hey,
again.
It's an online date, dude. Like, that happens sometimes.
There's no good way for this to have
No.
Down, I suppose. Okay. But
well, yeah. Tiffany, Brian, he seems like a pretty good guy, and this was a mistake, and it seems like you guys had a pretty good connection other than the issue. Would you be willing, we're willing to pay for it, dinner and a movie on us and give Brian a second chance, maybe?
Honestly, like, Brian, I really like talking to you, and I think you're a really cool guy, but, I mean, it just kind of ruined it for me, and, like, the whole, like, dishonesty and just the assumption that was something that was going to happen that night. I don't think I can, like, get over that.
You'd also have to make so many jokes if you saw each other at this point to diffuse the awkwardness.
The awkwardness thereof.
There's no way it's not awkward after this conversation on the radio. Right. I'm not sure how you come back from.
Okay, well, we appreciate you taking our phone call, Tiffany, and listening to the show.
Yeah, thank you guys for calling me. I'm so excited I got to be on the show.
Brian, we did the best we could for you, man. At least you know what went down.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in retrospect, it kind of makes sense now, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, we wish you both the best out there dating, and definitely reach out to us if you have anything else pop up. We're more than willing to help you out.
Mm. Okay,
all
thank
right.
you.
Thanks. So, there you go.
I feel bad for that guy.
Yeah?
I do. That's a risky deal or a crazy deal you do when you're, especially in your mid-40s, maybe having some issues going on dates. And then it's like, man, I'm going to get made fun of one way or the other. If I take this thing too early, Or if I don't take it at all and we go back to her house and then nothing can happen because it's my fault.
Timing is everything.
That's a tough deal.
Mm-hmm. I think you just close out that night with a nice kiss and assume next time.
And then, I'd say consult your doctor and see what they say.
Hold on. Yeah. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
If you need our help with dating issues, just let us know. Dan or Dump on my direct message. You can us on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and we'll help you out with our friends from Hertz Donut. Coming up, white and nerdy-ish. We'll get you updated on some things you should know. Brought to you by Max Muscle.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
First, before we get on the next thing, we did have our donut, the sweet surprise with Hertz Donut. The website was like, and saying, it's over. And we got it extended, so it's until noon.
So if you were looking to get in on that, and maybe we will be delivering donuts to somebody of your choice
and
tomorrow.
And Dirk Bentley tickets. We've got that for you.
Then you have until noon to get in for that.
KZKX.com.
Don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. You go ooh and ah when I jump in my car. I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. Never let me slip because if I slip, then I'm slipping. I'm just too white and nerdy.
No, it's not Wednesday. I didn't mean to freak people out if they're on their way to something.
100% somebody who just went, oh my God, is it Wednesday? Yeah. I'm meeting at 8. Oh my God. No, it's not Wednesday.
It's been a while since we've done White Nerdy Wednesday, but White Nerdy is what we're focusing on here because there's a new list of words that have come out that we should probably know what they mean.
It's what the kids say.
You guys floored me earlier, although I only knew 3 of the 5.
Yeah.
But you guys floored me on not having, because a lot of these, the 3 that I know have been around for like 8 years, 9 years, 8 years probably, something like that.
So a new list came out from USA Today with the slang, hip to all the slang words and phrases
if a word makes that list, doesn't that by default mean it's probably old?
Because we read
that list about how they were retiring certain words that were being used, and they were all things from like 20 years ago.
Here's the other thing. I am old enough to know that if I start to incorporate these into my vocabulary, I will sound old. I have no interest in any new slang at this point.
It all depends on who you're around.
All right, so
maybe.
The words that are out there that I bet is the number one that you should know.
And bet, not 100%. Like, okay, if somebody says bet, yeah. To me, it means you'll want to bet, like you're wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
They're agreeing with you. First off, if somebody just went bet, I'd say, what'd you call me? But
that sounds
funny. It means you're agreeing because you betcha is too many syllables.
It's like if JP was like, hey, Nick, I need you to edit some stuff. I could be like, bet. And then I walk off. Or, hey, you had a great game. Bet. Something like that. Usually you dap after that.
I've never heard anyone say that.
Yes.
Usually you'd what?
Fist pound, dap, whatever, however you want to.
Oh,
you know.
No, nobody really daps unless you're
dab.
9.
That's dab.
It's dab.
My son still does that.
Well, then he's 15, close enough.
Like
only
if you give
children
someone,
do that.
Like some knuckles.
Knuckles, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
okay. Fist bump.
Giving someone a dap.
Get a bag. Right.
Usually, see again, this tells you that it's secure the bag, usually is how you'd say it, not get the bag. So you guys are aware in case you use it.
Now
it's secure the bag. You're
I
gonna
promise
secure
I
the bag.
Won't. But if we were playing, there's no chance I'll ever use this.
Yeah.
But if we were playing White Nerdy Wednesday, I would have guessed drugs.
No. No.
I would have guessed you meant
it's
drugs.
It's usually money. Like
but it means a bag
get
of money.
A bag,
yeah.
Like a money.
You're securing the bag.
The
like,
money bag.
Whenever if an athlete would get a big contract, you'd say that Michael Jordan secured the bag.
Now,
that kind of thing. Or a movie actor and actress. Or if you got a raise.
Do you have to mentally picture Scrooge McDuck with bags of gold coins?
You could if you want to.
I picture the emoji, the money bag emoji that
there
everybody
you go.
This is a big hip-hop rap. If you listen to a lot of hip-hop music, you've heard this lyric, I promise, like 100,000 times. Okay. It's a very common lyric.
How about
secure
no cap?
The bag.
No cap.
That one I had never heard of. Never heard that one.
No cap means no lie.
Serious.
You are confirming. Yeah. You would say something that's kind of crazy and then be like, no cap.
Yeah. I'd never heard of.
Okay. Out of pocket.
Now, the first assumption would be like out of pocket expenses.
Right.
Right.
Like,
things you have to pay for that
out of pocket.
Right.
Like you're
not
going
covered.
To your doctor's office.
But this
it's
means
out of pocket.
Apparently out of control or out of crazy. Like crazy. Like if somebody does something kind of out of control or somebody's doing something crazy, you could say they are out of pocket.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the last one, weak.
I guess,
weak.
Would that mean like, hold on real quick, would that mean like the...
Out of pocket?
It, yeah, like the like when you're playing pool. Like the ball jumps out, does something crazy, like it's out of pocket? Do you think that's what that is?
If you look it up on Bro Bible, they replaced off the reservation with out of pocket.
Oh, well, you don't say that. That's not cool.
It's crazy. Cray cray. Weak.
Weak, yeah. That's very common. That's weak.
Okay, so like, here's my issue with weak.
Yeah.
So what they're saying, so the word weak, funny. They're saying is, yes, funny. Like you're weak from laughing so hard.
Yeah, yeah.
But weak if you say, weak. I'm weak, like I'm weak, after something happened, you're weak from laughing so hard.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, you're weak, that's an insult, right?
Not if they're laughing hard.
If you call somebody weak?
No, because I could be like,
you're weak.
Terry's weak right now because of how funny the joke was, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to give you three more just so you guys, because this will probably be out in like 2022, but you'll have a head start on it. Stan. Do you guys know what Stan is?
Yeah, it's relationships. M&M? It's like you want somebody to have a relationship, right?
No. It's like a lot of times it's someone is a Stan, like you could say like I'm a Stan for Eric Church because I'm like a massive fan that'll defend
like
him all the time.
Like it's a crush, right?
Not like necessarily a crush,
like
necessarily.
M&M song Stan? Is it like that?
That's kind of where it came from,
because
he's like stalker crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
you're like a crazy fan of something or somebody.
I knew that. Holy
Dank. You guys know Dank?
Dank?
Dank.
Like bad and smelly.
Nope.
No. No.
That's what it used
Dank
to
is
mean.
Actually really cool. Like, that's Dank.
You're
it's
Dank.
Cool. Yeah, like Dank. You
so
might
if I
just
went
say
up to
Dank or
D-Wayne
that's
in
Dank.
In the hallway and I said, you're Dank.
You could say that. He'd laugh at you. He'd have a good solid giggle at you. And then I'll give you the last one.
See, if somebody said I was Dank, I would assume I needed a shower.
You're going to smell yourself or something.
Yeah.
The last one I'll give you is thick with two C's. It applies to both males and females.
That's fat in a good way, right?
Men that are like bodybuilders that are really like you're big, thick. Whatever, or women that have nice curves. So think of like, what's her name? I can't stand her with the big butt. That's usually a dead giveaway. What's her name? Kardashian. Like she would
Kardashian.
Be thick with two C's.
And so, yeah, that so there yeah, you go. That
so for dude,
seen.
That would replace swole.
If you were like, that dude's thick, it's because you were probably going to go Mac on him. So maybe if you want to replace it, you do it to it. But it's a term of endearment.
We've learned so much
there
today.
You go.
There you go.